USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says gun deaths in the United States are a public health issue. Speaking at the White House before heading off to Kentucky, the president says he does not want guns to end up in the hands of the insane and mentally ill.
We're working on background checks. There are things we can do, but we already have very serious background checks. We have strong background checks.
The president is in Kentucky meeting with veterans. The Department of Homeland Security is announcing some sweeping changes to U.S. immigration policy. They want to end the longstanding federal court agreement that limits how long the government can hold immigrant children in custody, which could lead families to be detained for months or even years. Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleen says it's a step toward addressing the border situation.
What this will do is substantially increase our ability to end the catch-and-release challenges that have fueled this crisis for families.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, I additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
As protests continue in Hong Kong, USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more on two police who were arrested.
Two Hong Kong policemen were arrested on suspicion of assault after a video showed them allegedly beating a 62-year-old man who was strapped to a gurney in a hospital. The man was in the hospital for drunken behavior, and it had nothing to do with the recent protests, which drew 1.7 million to the streets over the weekend. The police department vowed to be impartial during the investigation.
A Texas man is set to be executed on Wednesday night for a 1998 murder. Larry Swearingen has been on death row for almost 2 decades after being convicted of kidnapping and strangling Melissa Trotter in Montgomery County. He's avoided the needle multiple times due to a variety of appeals and is hoping the U.S. Supreme Court or Governor Greg Abbott will delay it again. His attorneys say faulty forensic science was used to convict him, while prosecutors say there was plenty of evidence in the case. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The U.S. recorded 21 new measles cases last week, raising the total number of cases to just over 1,200 across 30 states in the worst outbreak of the virus since 1992. I had a chance to catch up with Dr. Diane Hess, and she says keeping your children safe from the measles is not too difficult.
Get your family vaccinated on time. That's the first thing. So when your child is 1, they're supposed to have the measles vaccine, and when they're 4, they're supposed to have their booster. Do not refuse vaccines. Do not space out vaccines. Do not go to a pediatrician who would be willing to do this, because you will expose your child in the waiting room to a disease that is preventable. That's number one. Number two, if you live in an area where there is an outbreak, there's an option to immunize your baby as young as 6 months. So we can't immunize birth to 6 months, but once they're 6 months, we can give an extra dose of the MMR vaccine.
So it seems like a lot of this is caused from the fact that parents weren't vaccinating their children in the 90s and 2000s because they thought the measles were gone. They weren't an issue anymore. But then you don't do it, and now we see what happens.
Exactly, because the herd immunity has worn off. It's way less than 98%, which it should be. And when you have breakthrough cases, you have elderly whose immunizations have worn off. You have immunocompromised patients with cancer and other immunological diseases who cannot be vaccinated. And these patients are so vulnerable to these diseases. And then you have the patients who, didn't know that their vaccine wore off.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.